Welcome to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues, a weekly program discussing issues of concern to the family and those who hold traditional family values in Pennsylvania and our nation. Archives of these programs can be heard at www.afafpa.org. And now, your host, Diane Gramley, State Director of American Family Association of Pennsylvania.
Let's face it, the mainstream media is not on our side. But sometimes an even uglier side shows up, and that's exactly what happened recently when ABC aired a documentary, or at least they called it a documentary, on what they and homosexual activists call quote-unquote conversion therapy camps. The story is supposedly the result of a year-long investigation into several Alabama camps by investigative reporter Brian Ross and the abuse against youth who identify as gay or lesbian. Does the media have a particular bias against any and all efforts to help those with unwanted same-sex attraction? If so, why? And to what extent will they go to distort the truth? How much harm can such efforts lead to? And is there anything we can do about it? My guest today is Christopher Doyle. He's a political consultant and co-coordinator of the National Task Force for Therapy Equality and Equality and Justice for All. Chris is also a licensed professional counselor. Thanks, Chris, for being with us.
Thanks, Diane. It's good to be back.
And just what is the, or what rather, what are the missions of the National Task Force for Therapy, Equality, and Quality and Justice for All?
Well, the National Task Force started a few years ago when efforts among gay activists to ban therapy, and by the way, this is unprecedented. There's never been any therapeutic issue that's really goal of therapy, because we're talking about is the goal of therapy being banned, okay, which is to reduce or overcome unwanted same-sex attraction, and in some states, they've also included gender identity, which is, it's like, I'm going off on a tangent here, but the goal of banning gender identity change is very, very nonsensical, because those who struggle with gender identity change their gender identity sometimes weekly. So I've worked with these clients before, and one week they're gender fluid, the next week they're gender queer, the next week they're transgender. Mm. So it actually could have a very unintended consequence to ban gender identity change, because you're hurting the very clients, the very people that they are supposedly trying to support. Mm-hmm. So these therapy bans, you know, are unprecedented in the United States, and now we've actually seen and moving in some countries to ban therapy, some other countries. And recently, just this winter, there was a city ordinance in Toledo, Ohio. And the city ordinance actually is now banning, and it passed into law, it's now banned therapy for not just minors, but adults too. So
this
we
is a
knew.
City, a city ordinance.
Correct. There's,
in Toledo.
There's now been about a half a dozen city ordinances passed in cities like Seattle and some cities in Ohio, Cincinnati, and Toledo. And then there's a few cities in Florida, I think Palm Beach, West Palm Beach, or a couple of other cities there that have banned it in the city, as well as Washington, D.C. But we knew a few years ago when they started trying to ban this therapy for minors that it wasn't going to be long until they would try to move to ban it altogether for everyone. And so the Toledo move is not surprising, although it came quicker than we anticipated. But, you know, I do believe that these therapy bans are unjust. They're un-American.
Oh, absolutely.
They're unsubstantiated. There's actually...
They're pointing to the APA, which says, you know, supposedly says everyone's, you know, anyone who identifies as homosexual, whether they're born that way, et cetera, et cetera. So they're relying on supposed professional organization like the APA to say, well, you know, it causes harm to the counselors, are causing harm to the clients, is what they're
saying. Well, this born this way theory is just completely discredited.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Any therapist or psychologist worth their salt understands that sexuality is very complex, that it happens on a continuum, that orientation doesn't just lie either with gay or straight. In fact, in the 2014 APA Handbook on Sexuality, Lisa Diamond, who is a self-avowed lesbian researcher, she said that this born this way is not true. And she said that her research shows with both men and women that sexual identity is fluid. Now, we have to understand that there's a difference between sexual identity and sexual orientation, however. that sexual identity can change based on life circumstances, who you fall in love with, your values or religious convictions. So while people might have sexual attractions all across the continuum, up and down, left and right, and we're not talking about just sexual attractions for people. There's people out there, and I have clients that have sexual attractions for objects, for children, for lifeless things, for art. Okay, and you know, there's a big
sexual,
back up
a little bit. Sexual attraction to art, is that what you said?
Yeah.
So if you look,
I mean, there's a big movement among people. It's called anime, okay? And it's not real life. It's sexual attraction to artistic pornography, okay? And these people that are attracted to this pay money to have artists draw them in sexual pornography. And so these are what used to be called paraphilia, okay, or fetishes.
Right.
But those terms are kind of ancient now. But the point is this, is that people can be sexually attracted to a lot of things. It doesn't mean that they can't fall in love with an opposite-sex person and be faithful to a heterosexual biblical marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Our sexual attractions are oftentimes are based on our brokenness.
Yeah.
And God's ideal is one man, one woman for life. That's
right.
Clear. And that's also the subject of my upcoming book, The Meaning of Sex, A New Christian Ethos, where I make a strong case for one man, one woman, while at the same time trying to bring the church and the Christian community along to understand how to really effectively love those who are struggling to reach that ideal.
Yeah. So I know that the ABC 2020 documentary covered all this, right? They explained all this?
Oh, yeah. They explained all this in detail. They explained that sexuality is on a continuum and that licensed therapists help people ethically. Of course, they didn't explain.
Yeah, I know.
That
they did the exact opposite.
A bait and switch show.
Yeah. Kind of the background is, at least my understanding is, it mostly concentrated on two camps. Well, they weren't actually camps. They were more like...
Reform schools.
Yeah, boarding schools. And two of those in Alabama that already had been under investigation and all this stuff. But they're concentrating on, ABC's concentrating on the kids there who identify as gay and lesbian. Did any of the reporting that took place about these outrageous, you know, these very dangerous camps, did any of the local reporting mention anything about kids who identify as gay and lesbian being targeted?
Well, that's a very good question. In fact, there was no reports in the local reports when one of the pastors, quote-unquote pastors, was on trial, who, by the way, was sentenced to 20 years in prison for this abuse.
Mm-hmm.
There were no reports of young people that were gay or lesbian identified. Although I'm sure that there were some there.
Mm-hmm, right.
But ABC portrayed these two reform schools as quote unquote gay conversion therapy camps when there was nothing of the sort. It was gay and lesbian youth maybe were there alongside other youth that were considered to be troubled or oppositional behaviors.
Right.
But ABC made it look as if this was a elaborate camp to convert gay kids to straight, which just was not the truth.
Right. So they were not only the kids who identify as homosexual, they were not the only ones who were being abused, as also the other kids, all the kids there. Okay.
Yes, and I actually was offended for all of the other children that didn't get their stories told.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you
which
can
would
see,
be the majority,
of course, right?
Yeah.
And you can see that the political agenda of ABC, which is to focus on a sexual minority, which of course no one is in favor of abuse of gay youth.
Absolutely,
I mean,
not right.
As we've been fighting these therapy bans across the United States for the last 3 or 4 years, we have consistently spoken out against this sort of behavior, and it's always done with unlicensed, untrained, usually religious wackos. I wouldn't even call them pastors, okay? Who don't understand what therapy is, and they also don't understand God's love.
Yeah. And
because
and
if you're beating children into submission, you do not have an understanding of God's love.
That's for sure. And the whole. I mean, are there any gay conversion camps in this country? Their sole goal is to convert kids who identify as homosexual to heterosexual anywhere in this country that you know?
I have yet to find a credible story of a camp or even any sort of licensed facility that exists for that purpose.
Okay.
And we have been following this for a number of years now, and no gay activist has ever given credible proof that licensed therapists are operating any sort of camp, nor have I even seen an unlicensed facility specifically designed for that purpose.
Wow. But yet they always zero in on, like this in this case, concentrate on one with the ABC's documentary, so-called documentary, they concentrate on the story of one gay kid, name, I think his name was Lucas, his story, you know, his story of abuse and such, which I'm sure that was a valid story. But
yeah, and tragic.
Like you're saying, how about all the other ones?
And tragic. And it's horrible.
Exactly, yeah.
No one wants to see this happen.
Absolutely not.
But, and this is what, I spoke to the producers. They interviewed me for this program. And
so you got to tell your side.
Unfortunately, when we and my colleagues denounced any sort of abuse and explained to the ABC producers what ethical licensed therapy does, it doesn't take a moral stance. You know, mm-hmm. Let's face it. I mean, most clients that are struggling with sexual identity come to me because they know that I do this work.
Right.
But even so, clients struggle with sexual behavior throughout the therapeutic process. And when they do, the therapist never takes a shaming or moralistic stance. We're always helping the client understand what's going on underneath the surface, why
right.
they have
mm-hmm.
these feelings,
mm-hmm.
and leading them to help them realize their goals.
Right.
Okay.
So the clients set the goals. Is that?
The clients set the goals.
Okay.
Therapists help the clients reach the goals.
Okay.
And we don't take a moralistic stance because that's not helpful. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's not our job. Our job is to help clients process emotions and resolve psychological wounding.
Try to get to the underlying problems that are causing the
exactly.
conflict.
Exactly. So I do a lot of trauma work with clients. I do a lot of EMDR, eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, which is the most effective trauma technique out there, which is to help them resolve this trauma that's underneath the same-sex attractions
mm-hmm.
and causing distress or anxiety, and we work on healing those wounds.
Well, did you or one of your colleagues make the final cut of this documentary?
We weren't even given the opportunity to have a formal interview because I confronted the producer after he asked me if I could point him to a therapist that does quote-unquote gay conversion therapy and shames young people and tells them the homosexuality is wrong. And I said, listen, bud, I don't know anybody that does that because that's not what ethical licensed therapists do.
Right.
And I said, it's clear to me that you're trying to manufacture a story here. Mm. And this is not a story. This is fake news.
Yeah. You know? An awful lot of that going around for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
And that's whenever they decided to not pursue interviewing me and my other colleagues.
So they did not actually interview a licensed therapist who does the job right like you guys.
No, they did not interview a licensed therapist, but they made sure to tell in the same breath, tell their audience that 5 states had banned licensed therapy for, you know, conversion
right.
therapy, what they call it.
Wow. So let's look at that term conversion therapy. What is wrong with that term in itself?
Well, the problem is that that's not what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Licensed therapists don't convert gay youth to
yeah.
straight.
Yeah.
I mean, number one, these terms gay and straight are overly nuanced, okay? So, I mean, gay and straight doesn't just mean, you know, who you're sexually attracted to.
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole identity.
Yeah.
There's lots to that. So clients fall in a continuum. And so we help clients resolve issues, and typically what we see is that they move along a continuum from homosexual to heterosexual on a scale, on a Likert scale, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what was shown interestingly in the Diamond research, Lisa Diamond that I mentioned in 2014.
Right.
She said that most, in her experience, most of her subjects in her research that experienced homosexual or feelings or identified as gay, most of them also had some level of opposite sex attraction.
Okay.
So with clients that are struggling, we are helping them resolve wounds, and for them, they want to maximize their heterosexual potential. And so we're helping them understand what's underneath the sexualization of the same sex and what is keeping you from entering into a God-honoring commitment with the opposite sex. You know, and that's what they're wanting. You know, I just spoke to a new client yesterday, and his primary purpose was, you know, I just don't feel this is right for me. It doesn't
mm-hmm.
feel right. I want to marry a woman.
Mm-hmm.
I want to have a family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the client was marginally religious,
mm-hmm.
but he said, I do believe in God, but
mm-hmm.
he said, and that's a part of my life, but I just don't want to have this gay life.
Yeah.
I really believe that I'm a straight man, and there's specific reasons for why I feel this way, and I want to resolve those issues. And that's
what
we do with
clients. But yet the gay activist, the ABC 2020 program is telling kids or anyone who's watching that program that people are born gay, and that's it, period. I mean, that's basically the message from what this documentary was saying, right?
Well, they didn't, in the documentary, they didn't come out and say that, but it's implied.
Well, it's implied, for sure.
Why should you be changing someone if they're born that way?
Right, exactly. And you mentioned the 20 states. Now, Pennsylvania is one of those states that is currently seeking to ban therapy for minor children will ban parents from seeking counseling for minor children with unwanted same-sex attraction. Pennsylvania is one of those. Senator Anthony Williams is at it again. He's tried this for several years. And SB 44, I will take a quote from that. It would, quote, ban state-licensed mental health professionals from engaging in sexual orientation, reparative, or conversion therapy with minors, unquote. Now, a similar bill is being circulated for co-sponsors in the House, but it's not yet been officially introduced. Our only openly homosexual state house, or actually legislator, period, Brian Sims, is one of the lead sponsors of that bill in the House. So if Senator Williams gets his SB 44 passed, which I don't think he will in the Republican-controlled House and Senate, it would ban parents from seeking counseling for their minor children who don't want to identify as gay or lesbian.
Yeah, and what a tragedy that
Absolutely.
Would be. And it's already happening in five states. And there's threats for this in other states, by the way. It looks like very likely that Connecticut will pass this ban. And we're hoping and praying that the governor of New Mexico vetoes the bill that was just sent through the Mexico House and Senate.
Oh, okay. So, Mexico is at the governor's desk at this point.
Yeah, it's at the governor's desk right now.
Is there any other type of counseling? I think you mentioned this, but has any other type of counseling been banned like this before?
No. And not even electroshock therapy, which they say is what we do. And interestingly enough, if the gay activists were really interested in protecting youth from aversive electroshock therapy, they would go out and ban electroshock therapy for all issues.
That's exactly
what they tried to do in Washington State a couple of years ago. The Republicans altered a bill to ban quote unquote conversion therapy by saying, hey, why don't we go out and ban all the harmful therapy for all youth rather than just talk therapy for youth that are conflicted with same-sex attraction?
Mm-hmm.
And they introduced a bill to alter the original bill that the Democrats wanted.
Right.
And after they showed them the Democrats this bill, the Democrats backed off and said, no, that bill doesn't go far enough. So if Democrats were really interested in protecting youth, they would work on legislation that would ban all aversion therapy. And, of course, we know it doesn't happen.
Right, exactly.
You can't just, run-of-the-mill therapist can't just use electroshock therapy. It's something that you have to have equipment for. Special licenses mm-hmm. that have to be administered in a way, and it's very rare that it's used these days. It's only used in very small circumstances with highly depressed patients.
Right. Wow. It just shows the homosexual activist goal, which is to trap kids into this lifestyle. Basically, I mean, kids who don't want to be in this lifestyle, they want to prevent any type of therapy for them so that they will quote unquote accept their gayness, which is very sad. Very, very sad. So how can folks contact you, or do you have another comment to make?
Well, thank you very much for the opportunity. If they want to get to know more of our political work, our advocacy work, equalityandjusticeforall.org, if there's parents out there struggling and looking for help but they can't find help, I do therapy all over the world through online video. And I also, have an office in outside Northern Virginia, outside of Washington, D.C. area.
Mm-hmm.
Institute for Healthy Families, instituteforhealthyfamilies.org is our website. We have programs for parents, for youth, for adults, and therapy and online coaching for parents as well. So for those who are needing help, we also do retreats for moms and dads to help them learn how to love their gay-identified children and provide solutions.
Okay.
Okay.
And that's what they need.
For family healing.
Okay. What was it again?
We provide solutions for family healing.
It's
not just to accept your son or daughter as gay and be done with it. We pursue family healing. And
good.
When
mm-hmm.
families love their gay-identified children and they work on healing wounds within the family, marvelous, magical, awesome things happen in that family.
Wow, that's neat. What was that website for the
InstituteForHealthyFamilies.org.
Okay, InstituteForHealthyFamilies.org. Well, I encourage our listeners to check those out. EqualityandJustice.org, but for the therapy issues, InstituteForHealthyFamilies.org. Thanks so much, Chris, for your ministry. We need more folks like you out there who are willing to go to bat for kids, who are willing to address the people like Senator Anthony Williams, who wants to ban helpful therapy for kids who with unwanted same-sex attraction. So, hey,
thank you, Diane.
Hey, you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
You have been listening to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues. If you would like to get involved in the efforts to defend traditional values in Pennsylvania, please contact the AFAFPA by writing to Post Office Box 1048, Franklin, Pennsylvania, 16323, or by visiting their website at www.afafpa.org.